Chelsea 5, Southampton 1. I'm finally with connection again and with charge after being at the game and having no connection on the way back, which is why this is so late. But Chelsea absolutely battered Southampton with a sort of slightly second string team in a way. No Nico Jackson, defenders rested, Sanchez not playing, and Jorgensen starting in goal. And still getting the job done very comfortably. And arguably, did Chelsea play that well? Controlled the game well, of course, but there was definitely times in the first half an hour that weren't ideal. But who cares? Chelsea won 5-1. Goals from De Sassi, Nkunku, Madueke, Palmer, and Jadon Sancho's first goal for Chelsea. He came off the bench for Madueke. Of course, Jack Stevens was sent off for pulling Kukurea's hair. I think it's pretty soft, but it's revenge for, obviously, Romero two seasons ago, which, justice for that. Southampton scoring with Joe Aribo pretty quickly after our first goal, which did make me nervous, but who cares? In the end, doesn't matter. We went on to score four more and absolutely batter Southampton, who are dire. They are absolutely dire. They are going down. There's no doubt about that. They were missing a lot of players today, in fairness. I will give them that. Obviously, Ramsdale out with an injury and not sure that Lumley is really up to scratch. He was very, very loose with their trying to play out the back, which led to at least two of our goals, I would say. Very, very loose indeed. Obviously, missing Bednarek, missing Harwood-Bellis. They missed three through suspension today. Harwood-Bellis, Dibbling, and Flynn down. So that's obviously quite a substantial part of their team and their defence, which is probably why it was quite as easy as it was. But Chelsea, for all of that, did what needed to be done. Could have had more. Definitely could have had more. Madueke probably could have had a hat-trick. Palmer probably could have had a hat-trick. But the job is done. The win is wrapped up.
The Chelsea Echo presents Stat Shaggers.
Of course, you don't really care about that stuff from me. You just care about stats. And statistic-wise, well, there's been an interesting debate, about why is Christopher Nkunku not playing in this team? Well, today, obviously, goal and an assist as well. And you have to think, well, maybe this was his sort of audition to get into the team, not instead of Nico Jackson, because Nico Jackson has been very good and he'll definitely be the starting number nine. But could Nkunku potentially play with Palmer just behind him? Kind of as Felix did today. Well, who knows? Maybe. He was very good today, actually. I think he could have been a little bit more alert, but when the ball came to him in the right areas, he was strong. Obviously, he took his goal. I mean, anyone could have scored that, but he did. He put it in the back of the net. And a nice assist for Palmer's goal, where it probably was going in anyway, but Palmer just finishes it off and takes his customary goal. That was his big chance created as well, obviously, which led to that assist. He also made two key passes. So, these are important stats. And he completed 93% of his passes. So I think, in terms of Maresca ball, where you want to be keeping the ball a lot, that's an important statistic as well. And I do think that at some point, and he has alluded to it, Enzo Maresca, at some point it would be nice to see Christopher Nkunku starting a game with Jackson and with Palmer and seeing what happens there. I'm not saying anyone in particular needs not to play, but it would just be interesting to see if that might work. Nkunku was good today. Job done. Bosh, move on. Obviously a very big one on Sunday. And then we're back to a very favourable run of games again. Liverpool dropped points today. We're up to second. Title race? Up the Chelsea.